After several years of comprehensive planning, the Buffalo National River is in the final stages of drying up visitor service improvements for the Boxley Valley area. The public park section encompasses the Upper Buffalo River, Steel Creek, and Ponca Wilderness area. Casey Brandstetter, Branch Chief of Interpretation, is Public Information Officer for the Buffalo National River.
We see high visitation in the Boxley Valley area in the spring and in the fall. And in the spring, that high visitation is for floating this upper river section of Buffalo National River. That's whenever you see an increase of flow and water. And that water does tend to go away and dry up in the middle of the summer and late summer, but then come fall is whenever it's a great time to see the elk in this part of the park.
But especially during spring and fall, visitors overcrowd Boxley Valley, which is also a historic residential district. In late summer 2016, the Park Service initiated two public listening sessions to gather feedback to better accommodate tourist flow. Draft plans were later developed, and following an environmental assessment, the National Park Service recently issued a finding of no significant impact, approving the plans.
So one of the things that we are aiming to move forward into is working on the congestion and crowding at the river access points in the Boxley Valley. So at Steel Creek and at Ponca, oftentimes you will find large crowds that make that staging area difficult to navigate. We want to alleviate those congestion problems in that space by working on parking areas, by working on a better flow of traffic through that area. As you mentioned, our elk viewing is extremely popular in this part of the park, and increasing the accessibility to that elk viewing by limiting the number of traffic jams that occur currently on the state highway is another goal that we would like to move forward. This could be accomplished with increasing the designated pull-off locations on the roadside to make sure that our neighboring private landowners and other motor vehicle traffic on that state highway aren't impeded.
Improving park interpretation, educational services, and creating accessible routes to newly restored historic structures are also planned.
We have very limited visitor services and opportunities for education and interpretation in the Boxley Valley area. We don't have a visitor center within this space, a formal location for visitors to interact with park rangers and get orientation information, to get information on the many historical aspects of Boxley Valley. And so creating a location for those interactions will be important too.
The next phase is securing funding through key partnerships, Brandstetter says, including Arkansas Game and Fish Commission, which helps manage wild elk herds in the park. The public can read the entire planning document, including public comments and stakeholder involvement, at nps.gov/buff. We've also posted that link at ozarksatlarge.com.